శ్రీచైతన్యమనోభీష్టం స్థాపితం యేన భూతలి స్వయం రూప పదామయం దదాతి సపదాంతికం. వందేహం శ్రీగురు శ్రీయుత పదకమలం శ్రీగురున్ వైష్ణవాంశ్చ శ్రీరూపం సాప్రజాతం సహవన రఘునాథాన్వితం తాం సజీవం సాద్వైతం సావధూతం పరిజనసహితం కృష్ణచైతన్యదేవం శ్రీరాధా కృష్ణపాదాన్ సహగణ లలిత శ్రీ విశాఖాన్వితాం. శ్రీకృష్ణ కరుణా సింధు దీనబంధు జగత్పతి గోపేశ గోపికాకాంత రాధాకాంత నమస్తే. తప్తకాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధీ వృందావనేశ్వరీ బ్రహ్మభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియ. వంచాకల్పతరుద్ధశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్యైవ చ పతితానాం పావనిభ్య వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః. శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శ్రీవాసాది గౌర భక్తవృంద, హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరి హరి, హరే రామ హరే రామ 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 హరే హరి. దీస్ ప్రేయర్స్ ఆల్దో ఇట్ ఈజ్ ఇన్ సంస్కృత్ లాంగ్వేజ్ simply by hearing, the effect is made by the vibration. They are symbolical representation of the Supreme Spirit. Just like you are acquainted with the Omka, Om. That is also an alphabetical representation, but the sound Omkar has a specific significance. So, even sometimes you do not understand the meaning, by hearing the vibration, you will be benefited. There was a meeting in Nainisharana. Nainisharana is a place in northern India. Still, that Nainisharana is still existing. There is a railway station of the name Nimsha. So, commonly, at least 5,000, 6,000 years before, all these sages and saintly persons used to gather there and perform religious rituals, discuss on the matter of spiritual progress. There are several places in India. One of them is this Nainisharana. And another place, important place is, that is called Prayag, generally known as Allahabad, but original name is Prayag. That is considered to be one of the most sacred place in India, and still every year there is a fair called Magh Mela. Magh means during the month of January, February. A fair takes place in which all the sages, saintly persons from all parts of India. They gather and they take their bath on the confluence of Ganga and Jamuna. That is also a very nice place. If you visit India, you should see all these nice places. So there was big meeting of the sages, and Suta Goswami was on the chair. So amongst the audience, one sage, his name was Shaunak. He was putting question to the speaker, and he was answering chapter by chapter. So one question was there, that in this age, Kali Yuga means the age of dissension, disagreement. Nobody agrees with anybody. Everyone is independent. That is the sign of they don't, unless they are forced, they don't care for any authority. Of course, we care or do not care. The authority is there. If I do not care, then I will be forced to care. That is the law of nature. So, in this age, the question was, what is the best form of religion by which one can become elevated to spiritual emancipation? The best form of religion. So somebody may recommend that Hindu religion is best, or others may recommend that Christian religion is very good, and others may say Mohammedan religion is very good, and others may say Buddhist religion is very good. But Srimad Bhagavatam says very nicely. Srimad Bhagavatam does not advocate that Hindu religion is good, or Christian religion is good, or Mohammedan religion is good, or Buddhist religion is good. Srimad Bhagavatam is a general description. What is that? Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma. That is the best form of religion for a person. What is that? Savai Pumsa Paro Dharma. That is the best form of religious principle. Jato Bhakti Vadho Khari. By performing which you become a devotee of the Adhokhara. Adhokhara means the Supreme Personality of God. The real, literal meaning of Adhokhara, Adha, this is Sanskrit word. Adha means made down. And akhaja means sense perception, knowledge acquired by sense perception. So, adhokhaja means the Supreme Personality of Godhead, which cuts down all kinds of sense perceptional activities. Just like the mental speculators. They are making research. What is God? Speculate. You have got experience. They are writing volumes of books simply by speculation. So, To them, this word is the answer. What is that? Adhakrita akhaja jnana. You may go on speculating for many thousands of years. Still, you will be cut down. You will never be able to understand what is God. Therefore, this particular word is used adhokhali. Adhakrita akhajam jnanam yatra tatra. This is Shastri's definition of this word. So, God's another name is adhokhali. Just like Krishna is one name, God is general name. God is great. We generally define like that, God is great. But we do not know how great He is. That definition is given perfectly, Krishna. If you want a perfect definition of the word God, then it is Krishna. Because Krishna means all attract. Unless one is all attractive, how he can be God, the great? The general definition is the great. But this is a nicer definition. Great means all attract. Suppose you are very great in this city. Just like you are Mr. Kennedy, or you are Mr. Rockefeller, or Mr. Ford. Just like in your country there are so many big men by their richness. Because they are very rich. They have got money. So, they are threat. So, money is one of the features of attraction. Therefore, God must be the supreme wealthy person. Otherwise, He is not God. Another attraction is beauty. So, God must be the most beautiful. You have seen the picture of Krishna so many times. Perhaps, you are convinced that you have never seen such a beautiful picture, although he is little blackish. So in this way, God, Krishna means all attractive. He is attractive by his opulences, six kinds of opulences, which I have described many times in this class. Another name is adhokhaja, this name here. He has got many millions and trillions of names according to perception of the devotee or the knower. He is also known as Brahma, Parabrahma, Paramatma, and Krishna, Madhusudan, Govinda. There are many millions and trillions of names of God. But in the Vedic literature, it is said that out of all kinds of names designated, designated will be wrong, actually. Because God's name is given according to His transcendental quality. Just like this word, Krishna. Krishna means all attract. So because he has got transcendental qualities to attract everyone, he can attract the richest man, he can attract the most beautiful man or woman, he can attract the most strong man, he can attract the most wise man, therefore he is all attract. So adhokhaja means you cannot perceive. You cannot have any actual idea of God by your mental speculation.
he is called Adhokaja. So here the definition is, Adhokaja means God, the Supreme Lord. The definition is, that principle of religion is the best by which you can develop your devotion or love for the Supreme Personality of God. How nice this definition is. Just try to understand. You may follow Christianism or Hinduism or Buddhism or Mohammedanism, it doesn't matter. The test is how far you have developed love of God. That is it. If you have developed the sense of love for God, then it is to be understood that you have actually followed the religious sense. Not the righteous, just go in a ethnic way to a temple or to a mosque or to a church, and as a matter of formalities, you pray something and come back and do all nonsense of it. That is my religion. Religion is how far you have, just like the same way, a man is supposed to be great. How? He is considered a great man. If he has got riches, or he has got knowledge, or he has got influence, or he has got beauty, so many things. So, similarly, how a man can be tested that he is a man of religious principles. The test is that whether he has developed love of God, then he is religious. Just see how nice definition. Is there any nicer definition of religion than it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam? Can you say? The one word. Savai Pumsa Parodhat. That is the best kind of religious principle to be followed, by which one can develop love of God. Yato bhakti adhokaja. Oh yes, I have love of God. I love God. That's all right. But what kind of love? Because we have got love in this experience of this world. A man has got love for the beautiful girl. How long? So long he sees beautiful. That's all. And a girl loves a boy. How long? So long his pocket is alight. So, this is not love. This is not love. This is lust. I love your skin. I love your money. Or I love you for some reason. Oh, that is not love. Here it is stated, what kind of love of God? Oh, you took him without any cause. Not that, my dear God, I love you because you will supply me my daily bread. Oh God, give me my daily bread. This is our prayer. Either in church or in temple, the same thing. And it's a temple also. Generally, people go, my dear Krishna, I am in difficulty, please get me out of it. Or I am in need of some money, kindly give me $1,000,000, like that. So this is not love of God. This is also very good. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, that chaturvidha bhajante ma sukriti nauch. If anyone goes to God for asking some benefit, he is also pious. But he is not a devotee. He may be counted in the list of pious men because he recognizes God, the Supreme. Therefore, he is pious. But he has not developed the highest principle of religion, love of God. The love of God, as enunciated by Lord Sri Chaitanya, it is very nice. He says, yugaitam nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam sunnaitam jagatsattvam govinda virahena me. My dear Govinda, because I do not see you, therefore every moment is appearing to me as 12 years. Juga means 12 years. Every second is appearing to be a long duration of time. You have got experience. If you love somebody, and if you are expecting your lover, every moment you think, it is full one day. This is due to love. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that jugaitana nimishena. Nimish means a moment. My dear Govinda, Krishna, a moment is appearing to me as long as 12 years. Jugaitana nimishena chakshusha pravishaitam. And my tears pouring water just like torrents of rain. That means he's crying, Krishna, I could not see. Jugaitam nimishena chakshusa pravishaitam sunnaitam jalastadvam. I see the whole world void and bitter. He does not see anything. He sees everything bad. Just like if you have lost anything, beloved, you don't see anything. You see everything is gone. So, sunnaitam ja. How? Why? Govinda virahina means. Viraha means separation. On account of separation. So, this should be the only cause. You cannot tolerate the separation of Govinda. That is how. He explains many other verses also. The last verse he says, Asisya mapadaratang pinastu ma marmahatang karutu ba adarsana. Now, lover and beloved, one is anxious to see the other, and if the lover sees the beloved, he becomes happy. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that if you make me unhappy for many thousands of years by your disappearance, but by not being present before me, I don't mind. At least you either embrace me or you trample down me on your feet. You are at liberty, whatever you like. Lampata, just like a devout husband sometimes intrigues the good wife, and the good wife tolerates. there are many instances such things India is still, but that is diminishing. of course, if we say so many stories, it will take, but they are very exemplary. I have got personal experience of my youngest sister, you see. she is dead and gone. Her husband was a first class devotee. She could understand after her marriage. But she was so tolerant that when I used to go to her house, I used to inquire about my brother-in-law, and she would reply, he has done just now. She would never say that her husband never comes home. So in order to hide the secrecy, and later on I saw, it's our practical experience, that divorced husband become a faithful servant of my sister. Simply by a tolerance. This is practical experience, I see. So, the same thing. Sometimes it is happening that a man has got spirit of control. So, he is very tolerant. Then, there will be no misunderstanding. Gradually, the family life will be nice. But if in a moment's misunderstanding, we prepare ourselves to be separated, that is not. There is no love. There is no love. So, here, the Lord Chaitanya gives the same example that either you embrace me or kiss me or you trample down under your feet. Because you are a divorce, I know. Still, you are my beloved. This is your love. So that is stated here that love of God is not for any purpose. Without any purpose. Ahoituki. Aprutihata means without being hampered by any reason. I cannot love Krishna because I am very poor man. I cannot love Krishna because I have no education. I cannot study Vedanta. No. To love Krishna, you don't require any material acquisition. No material acquisition you have. If somebody says, I have to bring fruit and flower at least and incense to the temple, otherwise, yes. That is the sign of love. The sign of love is six. Six, we are six in number. What is that? You give something to your lover. And you accept something from your lover. If you simply go on giving your lover, and if you go, or your lover does not give you something, then there is no love. Dadati pratiginnati. Everything is defined in the Vedic literature. Love means one should give and should accept us. Dadati pratiginnati. Bhungte bhojayate. One should give the lover eatables and accept eatables from him or her. Dadati pratiginnati. Bhungte bhojayate. Griham makhati prichyatita. You should not keep anything secret within your mind, and the lover should not keep anything secret within him. If these six kinds of exchanges are there, then there is love. And that love should be without any reason and without being stopped by any material cause. So how nicely it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that savai pumsa paro dharma jato bhakti radhokhade, that is the highest principle of religion. You can accept any kind of religion, doesn't matter. You be Hindu or Muslim or Christian, it doesn't matter. The test is whether you have developed that causeless love for God, and whether that execution or loving affair is going on without being stopped by any material reason. That is the test of religion.
Srimad Bhagavatam.
How nice this is, the definition of Savai Punsa Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Yadho Khaji Ahoyitati Apati Hata Jaya Atma Sut Prasidhati. If you can develop such love for God without any cause, without being checked, without being stopped for any material reason, then you will see Sut Prasidhati. All success. No more anxiety. No more dissatisfaction. He'll feel the whole world full of pleasure. Vishwam purnam sukhayate. One devotee says that if one has learned this causeless love for God, one of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya says, he says that through Lord Chaitanya, because I have quoted so many slokas from Lord Chaitanya's writing, he has actually taught how to love Krishna or God. That is the most significant point of his preaching was. Therefore, Rupa Goswami, when first saw Lord Chaitanya, he offered his respect to Lord Chaitanya in the same attitude he was dancing in the front of Bindu Madhav at Prayag. The Prayag description I have already given you. And at that time, Rupa Goswami went to meet him and he fell down before his lotus feet and prayed with these words. What is that? Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha. My dear Lord, he was the most magnificent charitable incarnation. There are many incarnations of God, but he was the magnificent is also there. Why? Because you are distributing love of God. Love of God. Krishna Prema Pradaya. Therefore, this love of God cannot be distributed by anyone unless he is empowered by God. No ordinary man can. If he is not a lover of God, how he can distribute love of God? If one is poor man, how he can be a charitable man? Similarly, unless Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ideal figure, how he loved Krishna. You see his picture not even 24 years, because at the age of 24 years, he left home. His wife was only 16 years old. His mother was 75 years old, very old lady. But he left home for distributing Krishna prema, love of Krishna. So, this is the best kind of religious principle. To understand or to become a lover of God and distribute this knowledge how to love God. That is the best thing. So,
this description of Srimad Bhagavatam, definition of religion. Savai punsa paro dharma, jato bhakti yadhokkaji, ahituti,
without any cause,
apratihata,
without being chesta, without being impetus, like any material. So, Krishna consciousness is so beautiful thing that it does not require any material existence. Neither it can be checked by any material existence. Anywhere, any part of the world, at home or out of home, anywhere you can, with your ecstasy, you can chant Hare Krishna and you attain love of God very quickly.
Thank you very much.